Hi, everybody. You are listening to Tanika Drake. You go, girl. This is a place to get your spirituality cleansing. I am the Guru Lupus Warrior, and I am wishing you love, health, wealth, harmony, happiness, and most of all, unity. Enjoy, ladies and gentlemen, and keep listening. Peace.
Hi, this is Aunt Capone. And when I'm doing my listening every day, I make sure I stop by Tanika Drake's station every day. Keep listening.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Monday, Tanika Drake. You are listening to God's Gift through His Word. So, not 100%, but a lot better than I was doing last week. So, sometimes we have to stop. Sometimes we have to stop and listen to our bodies and not just keep running them. And if you don't listen to your body, apparently it will stop you. I've had that happen a few times. This will not be the first time. But as I am here to share with you on today, I took that well-needed rest. And as I took that well-needed rest, I saw so many videos, so much domestic violence, so much pain, so much hurt. I've just been taking it all in as I was resting. So I got back on, and I definitely want to give a shout out to Walk Your Truth Radio, Pastor Dr. J Sutton over there, because as you see, there is so much of this going on. Domestic violence does not just stay behind our four walls. And as much as we try to hide domestic violence and keep it hush, it is apparent to me, and I'm seeing it more and more, that it is being exposed. It's being exposed in the church. It's being exposed for wherever it is at. It is coming to the light, which is good for some because some do not have a voice to speak out. And although I have children, I never want them to ever think and believe that staying in a domestically violent situation is the way to go. And this was not what I was planning on talking about today. I was really planning to pick up for where I left off, but because this is going on and it's very strong on my mind right now, and because I've gone through it, a survivor and overcomer of domestic violence, it must continue to be at the forefront of our talk and our discussions each and every day, because these abuses that are happening to women, men, and children, they have to be talked about in order to acknowledge what is really going on. Sometimes when you're in these situations, and I'm going to get to domestic violence and talk about that. When you are in that particular situation, it is very, very hard to come out of it. But I'm going to say this, God will open your eyes and give you the courage to leave. You're going to have to make preparations. You're going to have to start planning. Because if you stay in that situation, the very last place that you will go is to the grave. In a body bag, however you come out, that is the last place you will go. Domestic violence, most of the time, now there are some stories where people have changed, but most of the time, the people that are inflicting the abuse, they don't change what they do. They don't stop because you beg, you plead, you ask, and they keep saying to you, I'll never do it again. Today I'll start over. make the change, a new leaf. I'm going to do what is right by you and our family and our kids. Just because they say it doesn't make it true. Just because they say it doesn't mean they won't follow through to go and do the same thing that they have been doing. So take it from one who knows. Take it from one who has experienced it. Take it from one who listened time and time again. Baby, I'm sorry. I'll never do it again. I apologize. I will start today. I love you so much. You know, nowhere can I even think about love hurting you so much that you are disgusted by yourself. God wants you to know that He loves you. He didn't send His Son down from heaven to do the work on the cross so that you can live in terror, fear, shame, guilt, blame, and all the other negative things that come from domestic violence. He did not do the work for you to live in this kind of chaos for the rest of your life until you perish and die. That is not what He came down here to do. He said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. There is no abundance in domestic violence. There is no happiness in domestic violence. And if there is happiness, it is fleeting. Because the happiness and the positive times that you have are sorely overshadowed by all the negative pain that you have had to endure. And I'm speaking to all the women out here first. Men, I'll come to you. Ladies, 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 my women, my women, my women. We take on so much onto ourselves that we think that we're doing ourselves justice by taking these abuses. And you're not. You're harming yourself. If you are with a man that does not value you, you need to find a way to prepare and plan to leave. And I'm not just talking about if you guys get into an argument and then it goes away. I'm talking about those men, that ladies that we end up with, that are abusive in all kinds of manners. Psychologically, they're abusive. Mentally, emotionally, spiritually, financially, digitally. All these ways that they are abusive verbally to you. That is not acceptable. You are a queen. You deserve to be treated as such. Whatever man comes into your life and cannot recognize that you are valuable and that he should cherish you as such needs not be in your presence and have any more of your time. As the saying goes, you can do bad all by yourself. Why would you need another person to sit there and harm you more, cause you financial grief, spiritual harm, psychological issues that cause you to doubt your own self-worth and self-esteem? Why would you want to live in something like that? And I don't think any of us ever plan to be in a domestically violent situation. Now, there are always signs, and I'm going to start doing a lot more topics on domestic violence because it is just getting out of control that nobody is seeming to understand that this is a problem. It's a big problem. In our churches now, it's here. It has probably always been there, but now it's at the forefront. It's like the Lord wants to say, look, this is what's going on, and y'all need to address this. This is not how we as believers of Christ are supposed to behave. Where is the love when you hurt your significant other? There is no love there. See, Proverbs 31, verse 8 says this, speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all people. who are destitute. Some of us have been placed to speak for those who cannot, to say something for those who don't know what to say or how to say it, or the words they want to convey they are not able to. I remember as I was going through my situation, and I was wondering, why did I stay in this thing so long? I mean, I should have gotten out. I should have moved on. But you know, it's a lesson. It's a lesson. And I needed to go through that to be able to help somebody. This what happened to me is actually for somebody else. I am here to help those who have not been able to leave yet. And some of those who need that encouragement of, well, you got out. Can you help me do it? What did you do? How did you leave? Some people need to recognize the signs of the controlling behaviors. And there are many other things that I have experienced that I have learned now that I didn't know then. Because some of us that end up in these relationships did not recognize signs. Sometimes the signs were so subtle that they were red flags, but you had no idea. See, it takes courage. And you got to get the courage from the Lord to actually pick up and leave. And I know it is easier said than done. And it really takes a lot, because there is a lot that goes into leaving. You might have to leave your friends. You might have to leave a good career. You might have to leave the state even and start over somewhere else where you're not as happy maybe, or not as planted with friends there. You might have to stay in a situation you don't really care for. But your safety, your sanity, your happiness is paramount. You need to understand that God does never want you to stay in something that is harmful. That goes against what God is about. If God is love, which He is, how in the world can a husband or wife profess to love their spouse while they are abusing them? There's no love in that. We need to love more, harm each other less. I find that there are so many people on Anchor and the podcast area and even in radio sharing about domestic violence, and that's good. And I'm happy they are. King Jives, if you have not heard of him on YouTube, just was just sharing so much on domestic violence. And I think it's amazing that he's doing it, because some people can't speak up for themselves. Some people won't do it. They are not able to. Pastor Jay and Walk of Truth Radio sharing about domestic violence, talking about all these different issues that need to be addressed. These are not things that you can brush underneath the rug and act like they don't exist. I remember I had a family member told me, "Do you want to be known as the domestic violence abuse lady?" I don't want to be known as that. I just want to be known as a person who wants to help those who have been in domestic violence that need help. I'm not the domestic abuse lady, but I am an advocate to help. I don't want another woman, another man, to stay in a relationship that is toxic and abusive. And if you're in one, And if you're listening, you need to get out because it will not get better. There are so many sayings. If it looks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's a duck. A tiger never changes its stripes. These sayings mean a lot about people, and certain things and certain behaviors cannot stop unless that person is willing to do the work. They have to do the work. They can tell you all day that they are sorry and they apologize and they'll never, ever, ever do it again. But until they've gotten some attention and they've worked out why they do what they do for their own self, you cannot be there. You cannot be that person's punching bag until they figure out what's going on with them. You need to be as far away from them as possible. And don't think that it's your fault, because it's not. Sometimes we say things, sure, but that does not justify being abused, hurt, slapped, verbally shamed, berated, belittled, degraded. None of that justifies someone doing that kind of abuse to another human individual. We need to start loving each other more. See, Psalms 3:3 says this: Lord, you are my shield, my wonderful God who gives me courage. It's courage. And I'm going to read something for you guys from Everyday Blessings, Spiritual Refreshment for Women. Says this: you never know where courage will pop up in your life, because you never know what you'll face that will require it. You can be sure, though, that God will give you courage when you need it. God is both your protector and your strength. So be confident that whatever you face, you do not face it alone. You face today with resources, both from your own soul and the spirit that dwells within you. While living in this world that you can touch and see, you must remember that you are also part of a world that can be known only through faith in the physical world around you. You face disappointment and struggle, yes, but as a citizen of the kingdom of heaven, you are blessed with a greater power, someone who advocates for you. Jesus never claimed you would be without struggle, but he always reminds his followers of the victory that is waiting. John 16:33 says, Jesus said, in the world you have tribulation, but take courage. I have overcome the world. Now, that was something short I read to you guys. And I just want to say, it will never, ever be easy to leave. It will never be easy to leave. And for those who think it's easy to pack up and leave out of a domestically violent situation, it's not. It's not easy. It takes a lot of courage, and it's going to have to take a lot of resilience and perseverance to do that. You're going to have to make a hard choice and decision. But after you've made that hard choice and you stick to it, on the other side of that choice is your happiness. On the other side of that choice is your freedom. On the other side of that choice is liberation. On the other side of that choice is peace. On the other side of that choice is potential and opportunity that God will bring to you. But first, you have to make the move by faith with courage to leave. And it will always take courage. It will always take courage to leave any domestically violent situation. So that's all I have for you guys on today. I have missed you guys so much. I hope that you guys have been well. And once again, if you ever want to hear a musical selection or you have questions, maybe about domestic violence in particular, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. And you can always leave an email at ggthw18@ymail.com. I'm going to pray us out, and I really hope that you will be safe. Have an amazing day, and if you find yourself in a domestically violent situation, please call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-SAFE-7233. So I'm just going to pray and get off, and I will talk to you guys later. Dear gracious Father, Lord, today I just want to say thank you. Lord, you've been so good to me. You've been better to me than I could ever be to myself. Lord, as I look back, you have brought me from such a far, far place. Lord, as I share each and every day on this podcast station, allow the words that you have given me to share to go out and touch somebody, help somebody somewhere, Lord God. I don't know who's listening, but Lord God, I pray that the words that you have given me to share touch a life, change a heart, transform a spirit somehow, some way. But Lord, only you can do that. Lord, only you can transform, heal hearts. Right now, Lord God, I pray for each and every listener. Lord, if there is someone who has found themselves in a domestically violent situation and they're saying they don't know how to get out, they wish they could, Lord, give them the strength. Give them the courage. Help them be brave enough to step out on faith, to leave that situation that is not beneficial or good for them. Lord God, I thank you for all those who are out across the globe, everywhere, who are starting to speak up for others who are not able to. Lord, it is always my desire that your name be elevated and increased across the world. Lord, thank you for saving me. Thank you for pulling me out of that situation. Lord, help me to be a guide and advocate to help others come out of those situations, Lord God, so they can be free and that bondage and that chain of shame and pain be broken in their life. In the name of your son, Jesus, I pray. Amen. Thank you all for tuning in to your hearts. You guys take care, be blessed, motivated, and inspired, and be safe today. Be safe. God bless you.
Tenika Drake. Happy Friday. This is Joby Dean. I just wanted to say hi and that tell you that you are amazing, lady. Thank you for inspiring me, motivate me, and definitely keep on doing that great work of God. See you on the other side.
T Drake, thank you so much. I thank God for you. I do. And how you inspire and encourage our brothers and sisters, that's huge. And yes, baby's on the way. I can't wait. It's going to be a boy. So you better be ready, Auntie. But no, God is good. And yes, I'm so glad you said hi and stopped by and checked up on me. I'm going to get back on and I'm gonna start putting out this episode here. It's some awesome segments. So said we should collab and keep on creating great podcasts for the listeners. God bless. Talk to you soon.